Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is June 29th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the recent decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in the same-sex marriage controversy, the Supreme Court ruling that same-sex couples have a right, a constitutional right, to be married in all 50 states here in America. We're going to discuss that, not so much what the various justices said, not so much what the dissenter said, but from the standpoint of what does it really mean and what could possibly be done about it. Well, what do we in the Constitution Party think about it? What do those who think like we do think about it? And we normally think that it is unlawful. It is without legal support. That's what the dissenting views, the dissenters on the bench said about it, that it is unlawful. It has no basis in Constitution, and therefore it is unlawful. So we should encourage magistrates to resist. Well, there are four ways to do that, as I see it, four ways to be the voice of the resistance. And the Constitution Party should be that, shouldn't it? Shouldn't we be the voice of resistance in this thing? There are four ways we could do that, and we have to make kind of a choice. So the first way would just be to say no. That's what our platform says now. It just says no to same-sex marriage. This is the view of Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Mike Huckabee. They say, no, we're opposed to it, but they don't tell us many ways that we could do anything about it or that we could resist it. Number two would be the solution proposed by Scott Walker and by Ted Cruz, and that is a constitutional amendment, that would allow the states to define marriage as they see fit. So it would not be unconstitutional, it would be constitutional because that would be amended. Number three, we could use the Exceptions Clause. The Exceptions Clause to the U.S. Constitution in Article 3, Section 2, the Congress, if it exercised its own will, Congress could strip the Supreme Court of the jurisdiction to rule in such matters. Congress has that right, folks, whether you know that or not. You know it now. Congress has the right to decide the jurisdictional limits of the Supreme Court in various issues. So number four, we could simply take marriage out of government. We could separate marriage from government. We could say that no one in government has any right to define what marriage is. Why? Because God has already defined what marriage is. God decides what marriage is, not government. And no one should have to buy a license to perform a marriage. It is simply a matter for between people and God. And so there would be no government benefits conferred, bestowed on people because they're married. Government kind of married marriage, if you'll permit that, a few years ago, because government saw that it was the best thing for society, for people to be married. They wanted to encourage marriage rather than people just living together, so they conferred certain benefits on married couples, certain tax benefits, things like that. All those would have to be removed and just say marriage is something between you. So go to your priest, go to your pastor if you want to be married, and let him advise you. Those are four ways that we in the Constitution Party could possibly resist. Some of them are obviously mutually exclusive. You can't take number four, separate government from marriage, and then seek a constitutional amendment at the same time. So those are choices that we have that we would have to make. But as I said earlier, folks, this is primarily a religious matter, in my view, a religious matter. So thinking about us in the Constitution Party and how we should approach that, why do we care about something that seems so impossible? I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled, has it not? It has already said that it is unconstitutional to deny people this right, as they put it. So why do we want to be the voice of resistance? Well, to illustrate that, let me give you a story from history. Many, many years ago, in ancient Israel, the Lord summoned the prophet Isaiah, and he said, Isaiah, I want you to go and warn the people. The people have strayed mightily from my path. They have left my path. They've fallen out of line with me, and they are going to suffer my rebuke, a great rebuke, if they do not repent. I am appointing you a prophet to the nations to go and give them my word. The Lord told him to give it to them hard and straight. And so Isaiah was very excited about this mission, this assignment from God Almighty. And he geared himself up to go out and speak to the people. But at the last minute, God said, oh, and by the way, they will not hear you. They will not hear your word. They will not repent. They will continue their path to their own destruction. Well, Isaiah was taken aback by that. So he said, well, then what's the point? Why am I going? And God said, because there's a remnant. There's a remnant out there, and they will hear you. And it is to them that our message goes. Well, could that be you? Could you be in that remnant today? If so, that is the person that we speak to today. Now, let me ask a question. What about you pastors out there? In light of what I've just said, what do you think is going to happen? Are you willing to suffer persecution? Well, but first, let me ask you, do you really believe all the things that you've been preaching all these years? Are you willing to stand by that when the going gets tough? Because I can guarantee you that it will. Same-sex couples eventually are going to come to your church, and they're going to demand to be married. And if you refuse, you might get sued. You might have huge judgments against you. You might even be persecuted and prosecuted for hate crimes. Are you willing to suffer that? That is something that you need to think about. See, folks, we are in rebellion. That's the way I see it. So for you pastors, you might just have a choice, suffer persecution or be corrupted. That's a difficult choice for anybody, but that is the choice that we face sometimes as this country enters into its stage of rebellion against the laws of God. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.